Tour Junkies.
What's going on, Golf Addicts? DB here, Pat Perry with you for the CJ Cup at the Byron Nelson something or another at TPC Craig Ranch in McKinney, Texas. Yeehaw!
A lot of words.
I can't remember how exactly they say it. It's the
CJ Cup just bounce around? Is a CJ Cup like the...
CJ is South Korea, so it's South Korea come to Texas, which is funny because a lot of the South Koreans live in Texas in terms of on the PGA Tour.
What I'm saying is it just like there's always a different golf tournament that's the CJ Cup. It feels like.
Yeah, they there was like around. There was the CJ Cup in the fall. We had that for a minute.
Yeah.
I really feel like the CJ people are, I kind of feel like they're crying out for help a little bit. Like, you know, with all these other sponsors dropping out, Honda, you know, well, I think Wells Fargo's out after this year, right? I think. Mm-hmm. I don't remember.
They
I
feel are.
Like others have dropped out. You know, CJ Cup's been like, hey, we're over here. We're CJ. We'll do it. Yeah. We'll take your shit event. Oh, over here, CJ. And the tour's like, oh, okay. I kind of feel like they're saying like, hey, we're willing to lose money on 30% lower viewership numbers week in, mm-hmm. week out, even in crappy fields. And the tour just like lets them do it. But they need like something bigger. I feel like we need to have, I feel like CJ deserves a signature event now.
I absolutely, they've paid their dues.
They have.
They've kind of bounced around all these different areas. And now it's time for them to get a signature event.
No idea what CJ does, though.
It's not a bank.
It feels like a bank, but I don't think it's a bank. I've got the Benon CJ hat over here. I should be wearing that. Actually,
I'm surprised you aren't wearing it.
But actually, it is. This show is presented to you by our friends at Swanee's, and this hat is from Swanee's, and it's freaking awesome. Look at that tiger hat.
CJ.
Hold on.
Logistics company, DB.
Of course it is, which means they smuggle drugs across the Atlantic Ocean.
Yes, of Korea.
Okay. Presented to you by our friends at Swanee's, TJ25 for 25% off anything and everything that you order. Swanee's.co is the website. Link is in the description. You need to hit that. You need to get you some Swanee's gear for yourself, for your juniors, for your ladies, you ladies out there, your wife, your girlfriend, your mistress, who, your mom maybe, whoever it is. If she wants some slick golf apparel, they got it there too. And the code gets you 25% off the entire order, including this awesome hat. I did just do an Instagram video with my son. We're both dripped out in Swanee's gear on the golf course. You can check that out. We just did it recently. You can see what they got. It looks great. It feels great. Fits great. Great people. Ship anywhere to U.S. and Canada. All right, I'm going to put my Benon CJ hat on. I feel like I should do that. Now, Benon's head is, it's like our betting. It's like as big around as our betting wheel.
His head is
enormous. So it's going to look funny, but I think we should do it.
All right. Well, yeah. And it's, and these hats actually, which is, they're very hard to come by. Look at that. You even got the actual Benon fitted hat. That thing goes around your ears. It's like you could wear that in the wintertime when it's cold.
Now with the headphones on,
that'd be like an earmuff hat almost.
Yeah, well, at least the top of my ears. With the headphones on, it doesn't really look as bad, huh? I got my Benon hat on, my Siwoo shirt on. You're wearing the damn Braves, man. Come on, Pat. Get with it.
If you were a delivery person for CJ, mm-hmm. what do you think you'd be delivering? Like, what would be your specialty deliveries? Like, what would you deliver? Like, to the people or to a business?
I would deliver to people. Mainly, I would either get in cahoots with the guy in Augusta that got, this is going to go to prison for a while stealing money from the National for dealing gnomes and using gnomes to lure in cougars. I would specialize in shipping whatever Mr. CJ wanted me to ship, but I would also smuggle gnomes across international waters for large amounts of money. Or I would just bring like, I would just do like BB Go.
What is BB Go? I saw a commercial for that.
Dude, wasn't that commercial electric? That's a it's a bop. It really is a bop.
It is a pretty good commercial. BB Go, BB Go, BB Go.
The dance.
Go, BB Go, BB Go.
Yeah, it's a great dance. It's a great bop. I mean, what? It's a bop.
Was that during the draft that I saw that?
Was it during the draft or was it during the Zurich? It might have
maybe
been.
Maybe it was during that.
BB Go is like a Korean food giant, I think.
Oh, so it's not like some new frozen food that's out there that everybody loves.
No, I think it has frozen food, but I think it's like they do lots of different foods. Yeah, we need BB Go in America. I don't know of any anywhere.
Maybe why would we be getting commercials?
You'd have to go to a Korean store, maybe.
It's like I always used to wonder why I got Boston Marketplace commercials mm-hmm. here. I don't have a Boston Marketplace. Do you?
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Why do we have to look at those commercials?
Pat, have you ever been in a authentic grocery store from other countries? Like have you ever been to like a truly authentic like Asian?
Yes. Not Asian, but in Augusta, they're off of kind of near like, you know where like Warren Baptist Church is?
Yeah, yeah.
And Weinberger's furniture.
Yeah.
I think over in that shopping center, there was a Mexican, an authentic Mexican. Oh,
El Taqueria El Patron.
Yes. I've been there.
It's a restaurant.
That counts, right? It's a store and a restaurant. You can eat there, but yeah, there's also a store.
Dude, I literally just talked about this place in the Discord the other night because in the Discord chat, well, you saw my whole big Mexican mm-hmm. Wet cheese is overpriced in America.
Now, that place can't be caught.
Queso is too expensive. It came up in the Discord, and they were like, well, why don't you just go to an authentic Mexican place? And I was like, there's only one. And it's like 30 minutes from my house.
Yeah, it is.
But
it's a good ways from everybody's house, unless you live over there in like that area.
Well, when I used to have the real job, we would go there for like Friday lunches. Mm-hmm. And they were like, well, how do you know it's authentic? Well, I'm like, bro, you know how you know that place is authentic? There is literally an orange. There's two phones. There's an orange, like Clemson orange phone, and a red phone that looks like the one in the old Batman movie where he called the mayor
mm-hmm.
that call out to Mexico. Like they only call to the motherland. And then then behind the shelf, they have all the Mexican, it's a pharmacy. Dude, they sell literally Mexican pharmaceuticals and delectables and treats. And
candies? Yeah, Mexican yeah. candies.
Yeah, that would fall under.
I've been there. I've been there.
I need to go. It's been a while since I've been there. I need to go back there and get some queso and see what's up.
I was going to say, like, go there and see what the queso price is there. You should go there this week.
Investigative reporting. But you have you ever been in, like, though, a grocery store, you know, like where a grocery store like that, where it's authentic to whatever culture you're.
You know what's funny is to literally today, I'm going to the American drugstore.
Okay, yeah, I've been to those.
And I passed by this Korean market. Like it's in like, you know, it's never in a nice little, it's like in this shopping center and it's small. And I was looking at it and I was like, I didn't even know we would get into this conversation, but I'm sitting there thinking to myself as I'm driving by and I'm like, you just happen to notice it. And I'm like, oh, the something Kong market. And I'm like, I wouldn't mind going in there and seeing, like, what are they, like, I want to know what happens when I walk in there and they like, are like, what's going on? How you doing?
What happens is you walk in, you buy something, you walk out. What happens?
Yeah, but I mean, they probably have their regular.
You don't turn into like a Disney princess or something, or all of a sudden start speaking South. You start speaking Korean.
I was very interested in what's in there.
Oh, you should go back and watch our Instagram video with Ben on at the players when he was trying to teach you how to say whatever it was yeah. in Korean. You should go in the store and walk in there and say your phrase. See what that gets you. I think the phrase was something like, I like the money or I like the green or something. Then they're going to think you're robbing the joint.
Yeah, well, I don't want to say that.
You're going to walk in and be,
I like the money. Because it doesn't even matter. You could say a variation of that. And because they're going to be thinking, if you say, I like the money,
yeah,
they're automatically going to be going to something like, okay, he's trying to take our money.
He's holding up the joint. And so I'm like, some like Korean lady is going to pull out a 38 on you and like possibly end you. Let's see if I can pull it up. Actually, hang on. That would be a great video to pull up. No, I don't want to do that. I just want to watch the damn video. God dang it. Never mind. Forget it. Let's move on. Are we doing a show? Are we recording?
Is this recording yet?
You can tell we're real excited about the AT&T, or not, I don't know, the CJ Cup Byron Nelson thing. We're real excited about it, okay? The field is trash. It's worse than last year. There are a couple names at the top, but it's trash, okay? Now, we're going to get in our picks. I got to be honest, Pat. The DK pricing came out late today. The show's not dropping until Tuesday, but we're recording it on Monday. The DK prices came out late. I've had very little time to look at it, react, study. I have run my model, thanks to my friends to Bet the Number. I ran the model ahead of the betting show. So I kind of know what's going on, but let's get into it, shall we? You want to? Okay.
Yes.
So it's a full field event. We're going to have a regular tournament week this week, unlike the last couple weeks, and no Scottie Scheffler. So anybody can win. We talked about this on the betting show a little bit. High variance golf tournament, okay? High variance. Look at the leaderboard from last year. Not a lot of guys in great form. Not a lot of guys with great record here. High variance. Like, big ballpark, hit it far, mid-long irons into the greens, big greens, relatively flat, high green and reg numbers, could be a putting contest. That's what this place turns into. Mm-hmm. So, at the top of the board, we've got Spieth, Day, and Willie Z in the 10K range. Jason Day, as the defending champ at 10-4, to me is just absolutely insane. Jordan Spieth, name value and in Texas is the only reason he's up there. I mean, if you were making the prices at DraftKings, you were just like, God dang, what? I don't even know what to do with myself. There's no Scotty. Who do I put at the highest price? Like, and none of these guys feel worth it. Like, maybe they should have just done the highest price guy be like 9,500 and the lowest be.
That's what I was thinking. I was just thinking that, like, you know, we always are like, oh, they got the 5K range back, or oh, they got somebody that's at 12 this week.
Yeah.
I would love if we just said, you know what? They said, screw it. We're not putting anybody at 10K. We're just starting in the nines.
Yeah. If we feel that way, I would imagine a lot of other people feel that way. If we're talking about where the chalk going to be and where the pivots are going to be in this first range, 9K and up, which is, you know, about a dozen guys, I guess, from Tom Kim up to Jordan Spieth. I think the chalk is for sure two names in this lower 9K range. It's Hoagie and Jaeger, 9,100, 92. We talked about both those guys extensively in the betting show. We like both. Alex Noren is going to check boxes, but I don't know if people are still ready to commit to Alex Noren, but I think they will. So I think Noren's going to be the next chalk selection. After that, I'm not sure. I think Willie Z of the top five, I think Willie Z is going to be the more popular option out of the top five. I don't think people are going to play Sung Jae, even though he just went to South Korea and beat up on some fellow countrymen, won some tournament and then flew back to the home to here. He's like also one of the only South Koreans that doesn't live here. He lives in Atlanta. But like, I don't know that people are still going to be jumping to play Sung Jae. I don't know that people are going to trust, even though he's been consistent, but like, he's still hard to trust. Siwoo at 98. Day at 10-4 is definitely, I'm not doing that. You think people play Spieth over Willie Z for 900 more?
I think it's going to be close.
Yeah, probably going to be close.
I think those two are going to be pretty close. I think of those two, Willie Z is going to be a little bit higher owned. And I agree. I think of that top five, Willie Z is probably going to be the highest owned. But I think it's going to be, I think this will be one of the few times where you see those top five that aren't, you know, especially after what we've had with Scheffler, where he's been the highest owned every single time he's in the field. But none of these guys look like have anything where you could say they really deserve a lot of high ownership, to be honest. But I do think Willie Z is going to be the one that is probably the most owned. But I think a lot of people are going to jump out of that range and drop down to, I think, even Adam Scott. I think Alex Noren for sure. Definitely think Hoagie and Jaeger.
Like, I think Hoagie and Jaeger probably give you the same, if not better, floor as definitely Sungjae. I would argue Siwoo. Better floor than I think Jason Day. And I think they give you as much upside as the three of those guys. And when you get such a price break on them, and they don't have to win. I mean, like, I just think, I don't know. Siwoo's tough for me. He's tough to play at 9,800. Like, I would want him to finish like top seven or eight, maybe. And he's been playing good, but I don't know. Like, I don't know if I trust. I don't know if I want to do that. Like, I could see completely avoiding this whole spot. Other than, I will be tempted if Jordan Spieth is a little lower than we anticipate. If people are a little worried about Jordan,
I would say, yeah, I agree. I mean, I always, if I ever start to see Jordan at somewhere around like a 6%, 7%, which
he
I don't
won't
think
be, he won't be that. No.
He won't be that low. Then I start to think about playing him. I think what he was at the Masters.
I think he's like 15 or less. I think 15 or less. There's no way he's below. There's no way he's below 10.
The thing is that if you start to look at the way the pricing is and this field and everything, the way the builds are going to be are all going to be centered around that low 9 to mid 8K range. So you kind of have a hard time building that way, because I think balance is the way a lot of people are going to go, because they're going to look at these guys in the 8K and the low 9Ks and say, I can build a really solid 6 of 6 lineup just staying right in here. Without getting too cute on the cheap end and without getting too high up on that. That's why I don't think it's going to pull a lot of ownership from those guys up there.
Yeah, the 6K range is gross. I don't like the 6K. We're going to do a 6K draft at the end of the show, and I got names, but I would not feel great about it.
Yeah.
So we'll see what those pivots look like. I mean, you know, Hoagie, Jaeger, Noren, and Adam Scott are my favorite plays in this range. And I will probably be willing to eat the chalk on at least on probably two of them. And I might just punt the other two. Because the other thing is, if you like the 7K range, which we'll get to in a second, I don't think there's going to be hardly any real, like, I don't think there's going to be hardly any chalk in the 7K range. I think the 7K range is extremely close. I think there's going to be a couple that might push like 11, 12%.
Yeah. But I think there's two that I feel like are going to get some of that low double digit though.
So I just think all my pivots, except unless it's maybe Jordan, I think all my pivots are going to be in the 7K range.
Yeah.
And maybe the 8K. We'll see what happens. But it's really tough for me to pull the trigger on anybody above Adam Scott, not named Jordan Spieth, just because the price and the upside that you're asking for out of those names is tough. And at least with Jordan, if he's, we know this is kind of how he's been. He's been very Jekyll and Hyde. Like, he could, it wouldn't surprise you if he won the damn tournament. Like, you'd be like, oh, yep, there's Jordan. Like, there he is. Like, coming off of, you know, a miscut at the Masters, a T39 at the Heritage. Like, that's just what he does. Like, he's Jordan. Right?
Oh yeah,
it just wouldn't. But it also would not surprise me at all if he missed the cut, and that's not normally what you say about the guy who's the highest priced player in the field.
Yeah, and I mean I 100% agree. Also, you just talk real quick. I gotta go do something here. Oh, give me one second. Okay.
Now I do wonder if Minwoo will finally be reasonably owned, because people just love playing Minwoo, because DFS people are typically dorks and they love a cool guy, and Minwoo seems like a cool guy that we'd all want to hang out with. So he could be reasonably owned and be an interesting pivot. I mean, he definitely, at one point last year, I think he was doing pretty good here, although he did miss the cut, but he could come out hot. We know he bombs it. We know he putts it well. His irons are trash, but a lot of greens and reg here. I mean, Minwoo would be an interesting pivot for me, I think. You good?
Oh, wow. Minwoo.
I'm saying if...
Can I come back to a different world?
I'm saying if he's reasonably... If people have finally like gotten... If the Minwoo boner has gone down and people just have...
I'm all about it.
You know what I mean?
I'm not all about the Minwoo boner. I'm all about like playing a low owned Minwoo.
If the community has a flaccid Minwoo area going on, then I might get in. I might jump in there.
Yeah. I had to plug in my computer. Forgot to plug it in.
Yeah, that would have been bad. Mm-hmm. All right, let's move on to the AK range. We got to thank our friends at Bet the Number, the data and analytics site that we're using. All the stats come from Bet the Number, the best golf data and analytics site out there, and building every single month, building, updating, adding new features. The product has really come a long way in a very short amount of time. Of course, officially licensed by the PGA Tour and ShotLink Data, the live tournament feed has been fantastic for live bets. Our boy Byron, the model maniac, is killing it using the live data on Bet the Number. You can sign up for Bet the Number. Use code TJ to get $5 off monthly or $50 off annual memberships. The link is in the description. And if you are a paying Tour Junkies Discord member, remember, you can just DM myself or Pat and say, I want that special, really big Costco discount to Bet the Number, and we will give you a one-time unique code that will hook you up. Check out Bet the Number. The people behind the scenes at Bet the Number calling the shots over there, doing the weekly model over there that you can see, are the most intelligent behind the scenes of any platform like it. I can assure you they are the most educated, the most informed, and have the most experience breaking down and analyzing these golf courses as well as these golfers over the years. So you want to do that. And if you just don't like all the data and all that crap, but you want to look at it, you want to look at it. They make their own model. So you don't even have to mess with it. You don't have to build your, you can just go off their model. And so, oh, I like that. I like that. I like that. I'm doing that. Bing, bang, bong. There's your bets. Click the link. Bet the Number.
AK. I've never been in a Costco before.
You haven't? What?
Not one single time.
That is, you know what though? That doesn't surprise me. For a guy who lives, you have to cross a moat and a drawbridge and you live in community with all your
Sam's Club. Sam's Club. It's very close. And the Costcos are always way out of the towns.
Dude, you're way out. You have to cross the bridge in the water to get to you.
Yeah, well, that makes sense.
You are the one out. Costco is not out. Costco is in. You are out.
Okay.
Costco's great. I mean, I'm not a member because it's too far away from where I live.
What's the difference? It's too far away from where you live.
Well, I'm out. I'm admitting I'm out. I'm out there.
What's the difference between Costco and Sam's?
It's like Target versus Walmart. Costco's Target.
Does Costco have a special brand of something that's like really good that people go to get? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, does Sam's have decent golf balls, their own golf balls?
No, they don't. See? Well, I don't even know if, yeah.
See? All right, AK range.
God, this chair. I hate this chair.
What is going on with
it? It always like scoots down slowly. Anyway, let's go ahead. AK range. We're trying to get there.
AK range. All right. So I love this range. I think there's a lot of good names in here. Determining the chalk after one name, which is Keith Mitchell, I can't figure out. I think Keith Mitchell, actually, no, you know what? Now I think I do know. Because based on you and I doing the betting show, we both being on this guy, I've seen the number steam in the outright market. He opened up at like 55. Now he's down to 40. So people are on it. So I do know for a fact Keith Mitchell and Adam Schenck are going to be chalky names in this range. Is anyone else going to be there?
I don't think so. I mean, maybe Jake Knapp a little bit.
That was not who I would say. I mean, just because of the
or Hubs. Would you say Hubs because people like saw him at the Zurich?
Are you saying Zurich?
Zurich.
Actually, I think he said Zurich. I think he said both.
I think I went Zurich, and then I was like, "Wait, it's Zurich."
You covered both. You can't go a single podcast where he is in the field without saying Mark Hubbard's name. You can't. I literally was just talking about ownership.
I didn't say.
I know, but it doesn't. It doesn't matter. Your brain will find a way to say his name.
I'm a Hubs fan.
I'm a huge Hubs fan.
Even though
I'm a bigger Hubs fan than you are.
That's not true.
Yeah, as a person, I'm a bigger Hubs fan than you are. Yes, 100%. And he knows
like on your person?
No.
Your person is a bigger fan than my person?
I'm saying that I, David, am a bigger Mark Hubbard, the person, not the DFS golfer, but the person. I am a bigger Mark Hubbard, the
person. How can you say that?
Because I know him better than you do. So I would have, if I love him as much or more, and I know him better, then I am the bigger fan. I've spent more quality time with him than you have. It's just part of being full-time DB. It's nothing you can help. I'm not mad at you for that. I'm just saying.
Okay. Well, I'm a big fan.
That is the reality.
I do think he'll have a little bit of ownership, though. Even though people probably just don't pay attention at all to
the Zurich.
The Zurich show.
Is Mav going to get some? Like I could see it being between Mav, maybe Hubs, and then I look at Dietrich. Like, is Dietrich? Are people? I know, like our boy Feinberg like Dietrich a good bit. Like, maybe you and Feinberg drive Dietrich popularity and ownership.
I like Dietrich this week. I like him from an odd standpoint. I like him in this. You know, I love him in DFS actually because I do hope that he's a little bit lower owned. And I think when you kind of got him there with Keith Mitchell, who's going to be pretty high owned, and Adam Schenck a little bit below him, I think that squeezes out his ownership a little bit. So I think people are going to be on Mackenzie Hughes, DB. There's no way that you and I both like Mackenzie Hughes this week, like we talked about on the betting show, and he's not going to have some ownership on him.
That's right. If you are not on the betting show, for the first time in my 9-year Tour Junkies history, I would argue. I would bet. I like Mackenzie Hughes this week. And it feels extremely gross. But, you know, the rape whistle buddy bet of the week started with Alex Norton. And it was that same feeling. And he's been on a tear ever since.
Yeah.
There have been others. I can't remember who the others are, but I think they've also been pretty good. I think we're pretty much batting 1,000 with the rape whistle buddy bet of the week. I don't know that we've had one that ended poorly. We've had some good ones. And the fact that we are both on Mackenzie Hughes, who we normally hate, says something. But, you know, for those of you that didn't watch the betting show, I've made a case about how weird this tournament can be. The variance is through the roof. It can be a putting contest. Mackenzie Hughes can win a putting contest for sure.
Yeah.
He's a
really good putter.
His off the tee game is good enough for this place. His irons are trash wherever he goes. But these are big old greens. and the green and red percentage is high. So as long as we don't see like the real serious Texas wins, which I don't think we are, I think it looks pretty basic Texas. I think Mackenzie Hughes could actually win here. And I think he could be an interesting pivot between Mitchell and Schenck and maybe your boy Detry if he's popular. I think the pivots in this range are obviously Hughes, Rogers, K.H. Lee, and Aaron Rye. I think those are the four lowest owned guys in this spot, unless somebody, unless Mayo or somebody like really touts up one of those guys. And out of those, Hughes, Rogers, K.H. Lee, and Aaron Rye, those are the four pivots. Those are the four lowest owned guys in this range. Right?
Patrick Rogers?
Yes, the four lowest. Oh.
Actually, I'm about to learn you on something. Rogers withdrew.
Oh, good. Yeah. He did?
Yeah, he did. Right, literally after we finished the betting show, I saw it on the tour feed.
Well, I actually hate that because I love it when people play Patrick Rogers.
I think if you refresh, they took him out of on.
Oh, really?
I don't see him anymore on BTN.
Let me see.
Unless I'm just, my eyes are, you my eyes are blind to Patrick Rogers now.
Yeah, what if he's actually there and you trained your brain, you can't even read it.
Yeah.
What does it say? If it doesn't say Patrick Rogers, what does your brain read it as?
I don't know. It reads it as Mark Hubbard. Just kidding.
What? BTN did take it out.
Good on BTN.
Way to go. See BTN live updating on DraftKings. Gotta love it. Well, so that just means more people are going to Schenck. And so Hughes, KH Lee, and Aaron Rye are your three pivots. I like Hughes the most. What are we doing with KH Lee? Dude, look at his approach numbers at this course in the 3 years. I mean, obviously the 2 years he won.
Amazing. And look at his approach numbers now. He's literally like coming into this event, and like if you're a stat guy, you're not taking him.
Let's look at something. Let's look at last year Byron Nelson. Okay, last year Byron Nelson, he was coming off an eighth place finish at Wells Fargo where he gained 3.2 strokes on approach. He was hitting it pretty decent. The year before that, he was coming off another good year at Wells Fargo. Actually, but then the 2022 year, he gained strokes the week before at the Wells Fargo, like gained 2.2. But then the weeks before that were awful on approach. Awful. 2021 was a little better. So, God, he's had a little bit of everything. He's had, I don't know what to make of KH Lee. Maybe you just play him. If he's low, if he's like 5%. You just have a little bit of...
I think you already talked about the guy that we need to play that's the pivot here.
Hughes?
I think it's Mav.
Oh, Mav. I don't think Mav's going to be as much of a pivot, though.
You think he's going to be high-end?
I mean, I don't know. Like, I don't know if it... You know, it might be just so spread out in this 8K range between Mitchell, Detry, Schenck, maybe Hubbs. Maybe Knapp, maybe Mav. Like those guys all might be very close. I'm sure they will be. I like a lot of guys in this range.
I do too. And I think Mav is a good play. I like Mav a lot here.
I do too. Okay. Good. We've established that. All right. Let's talk 7K range. I want to thank our friends at Underdog. Get in on the Underdog action, people, because you know, Underdog is where it's at. You got your drafts, you got your pick'ems. Cleaned house, by the way, Pat. I don't know if you noticed, but your boy cleaned up.
Yeah, on Live, right?
On Live, Underdog props, yeah. over the week here. Looking to run it back for Live Singapore at Sentosa. We'll have that show coming out, but do an Underdog pick'em over there. Best ball drafts every single week you can do for PGA. And obviously a lot of other sports over there on Underdog. Check it out. Even if the pick'em is not available in your state, you can very likely do drafts. Now available in Florida, I think. Pick'em, Underdog pick'em in Florida, I think. I just saw that. So click the link in the description. Code Junkies. With the link, you get a 100% deposit match up to $100. Check them out. Listen, support us, okay? A lot of people have underdog codes, but if you haven't signed up yet and you want to sign up with the Junkies code. Just give, throw us a little bone. Throw a bone.
Yeah.
Underdog.
Plus it's fun. Underdog's fun.
Underdog is fun. I love the drafting. Okay. Let's talk 7K range. This, like I said, man, there is not a single player. I mean, there's guys in here I like. There is not a single player in here that I think is worth consuming any level of chalk on. And the only one I could come up with that I think is going to be popular is Seamus Power.
That's what I was going to say.
Who else? Anyone? Anyone?
Well, I think
12%.
I think Peter Kest.
You think so?
I think Peter Kest, because if you just look at it, Peter Kest has played well his last two events. Okay.
Two top tens.
And then has a top 15, T14 here last year. So your recent form and your history, folks, and all that kind of stuff. And he's checking boxes. He's a stat guy. He always kind of checks boxes anyway. I think Peter Kest is going to have some ownership. Now, I don't think it's going to be double-digit chalk, but I wouldn't be surprised if it's somewhere around like 8 or 9%.
Okay.
A lot of people, and I feel like, you know, scrolling the X world, that it's, you know, his name's popping up here and there.
Okay.
The Discord. Well, you know, I always like to, I look at the Discord in the morning on a Monday morning. And all you know, we have a very friendly Discord. And everybody's like, good morning, good morning.
Yeah, morning nuts. That's what they say.
Morning nuts.
Yeah.
And then it's like, boom, all of a sudden people start talking about their first people, their first clicks. You can see it. And it starts popping up. And Kess was up there. He was one of the names I saw. And you immediately know, okay, like he's probably going to be a guy that people just are. Now, it may be good reason.
Yeah, I mean, I like him.
I think he's a good play. But I do think there's going to be some ownership.
Who are your pivots? Who are your favorite? Give me three of your favorite pivots. Because I'm, like I said, I'm out on any chalk. So,
all right. So, a few here. I think, you know, we've tended to just jump off of Davis Thompson.
I love Davis Thompson. He's the best. I love him. I want him. And his floor is high.
Yes. Yes. I think Davis Thompson's a very good pivot play. I think I mentioned this on the betting show. I think Doug Gim is also a good pivot play. I don't think a lot of people are going to play Gim.
Yeah, I think people are kind of tired on Gim. But
I think they have.
I could see it. I could see it.
And then down cheaper, I like Nate Lashley. I think Nate Lashley at 7,300 is also a good play. He has played well here in the past. Always kind of a, I don't want to say like a course fit really specialist, but like it just feels like this is a course that, you know, Nate Lashley's a great putter in general. He's a great ball striker. Not necessarily that long off the tee, but I mean, he can hit some close shots, some close iron shots. I think if he get him in a birdie contest, he can do well. So I like Nate Lashley here. That's a guy that can go low, like a first round leader. Nate Lashley, you could easily see
he gets hot. I'll start cheap and work up. Parker Cootie. I'm going to take one of the Cootie boys again. I've been playing Parker a little bit. Sixth place finish at Punta Cana. Hits it plenty far. He's got the Texas connection. Him and his brother played the Zurich. And I think they missed the cut, maybe. I think they missed the cut. Anyway, I think Cootie could have a little bit of action for me. But I love two names up here at 7,200. Matty Schmid and Joseph Bramblett. Now, I think Schmid, people are kind of on Matty Schmid. And yeah. I get it. You know, if he's like 6%, I'll roll with that. If he starts creeping up to 10, I actually think Bramlett is a very interesting pivot. Similar skill sets and a good record here. Bramlett seems to like this place. He seems pretty comfy here. So I think Bramlett is in play. And then a guy that I came on to late before recording this show. Is actually I can't believe I'm saying this, is actually Luke List.
Oh my goodness.
I kind of like Luke here. He doesn't have the greatest record here. Obviously, we know he's going to check the box off the tee. The long irons are going to be really good. It's all about that putter, right? He's going to make birdies. He's going to eat on those par fives. And we have seen Luke's putting show some signs of life, right? I mean, the guy was actually basically field average putting at Augusta, which is crazy. He gained over a half a stroke putting at the Players. He gained almost 7 strokes putting at the Genesis. Like, he's sure. Is he having these horrible Luke List weeks like at Arnold Palmer, Sony? Yes. But it's not like look at his, if you go on BTN and you look at his, actually, I'm going to show you this. I just want to present this, Pat. We'll show a little BTN Luke List here. Okay. Got that? Oh no, here we go. Yeah.
Hang on.
Look at this. This was Luke List 2023. Look at the putting numbers. All right. Starting with the century. You see this over here?
Mm-hmm.
What color is a lot of that, Pat?
It's a negative. It's a lot of negatives. It's a negative color.
What color is it?
Red and gray.
Okay, yes, red and gray. Red and gray is good or bad?
Not good.
Not good.
It's not green.
That would be bad. That would be bad. Yeah. These are very simple questions. Okay. This is 2023 leading up to the Zurich. Okay. And then look, it continues. Look at how terrible this is, right? And then a little sign of life here. A little sign of life.
Oh, there's some green.
You know, there's some green. Starting right around here, the Sanderson, the new season, right? He takes a little bit of time off. He comes back. He's figuring some stuff out. And then, like, you know, this is this year. This is through this year. Not as much red. There's some red, right? We see some red.
Mm-hmm.
But we got a couple greens. We got a gray positive. Even these little gray negatives, we can handle that.
Yeah.
If Luke does that, he's top 10 in. So I'm just saying, you know, and if we look at his Nelson performance, now, you know, his best year putting at the Nelson last year, gained 1.44. It's possible. So I just think Luke, we just saw him and Norlander contend up until really they teed off on Sunday. I just think Luke is an interesting pivot. Nobody's going to play. I don't think many people are going to play him. Did I sell you a little bit or no?
No, not really.
Okay.
The whole time you were talking, for the most part, I was trying to figure out how I had removed a tab out into the front of my other tabs, and I was trying to figure out how to get it back into the tab.
I could tell you were not even paying attention. But hopefully the folks watching at home saw that screen share, and they were like, thank you, DB, for that. Thank you for doing that. That was helpful. And, you know, I sold you on Luke List, 7,800. All right, let's move on. Let's talk 6K draft and get out of here, Pat. You got anybody else in the 7K? You're done.
I was with you, I will say, on Matty Schmid. But I do think.
Yeah.
Well, I think Justin Lauer.
Yeah.
I just like how Justin's been playing. Seems very confident. He's not going to like be an all-world stats guy for you when you're looking at BTN or whatever. But I just, you know, there's an element to golf we talk about all the time where it's just, you know, having some confidence, feeling good about your game. You know, he is a pretty decent putter. I think Justin Lauer could, I say he's a decent putter. He's average, I guess, but I think he could have a good week. So,
yeah. And he's I think J-Lo's a confidence guy. Like when he's playing well and he's feeling confident, he's going to keep it going.
He seems kind of emotional in that way.
He is.
Like if it's in his head where he's not playing well, it doesn't think, but right now he's playing well, and I think you got to kind of ride that a little bit. Do I think he wins? I don't think so, but do I think he can have a good finish? I mean, we've seen him have some really good finishes this year. And big, you know, he was leading the Arnold Palmer after the first day. right? Yeah. Or was he second? I can't remember. I think, but either way, I like Lauer this week too.
So is he kind of? He's a little KH Lee-esque, maybe. He might be Ohioan KH Lee. Yeah. All right, 6K draft. Get us started. Who do you want? Let's draft him. Let's do this. I hate this range. I really am not going to try my best to avoid this range. I got some guys in here I like, but I just don't see me getting to a lot of these names.
Well, you know, DB, I'm going to start with a friend of the podcast, a friend of the show, who has bounced between the Corn Ferry and the Big Tour. But I'm going to go with Austin Smotherman. You know, he's a Texas guy, lives in Texas.
Long daddy.
I think, you know, he's been playing well recently. if you look at some of his starts on the Corn Ferry Tour, you know, he played really well, actually, in the Savannah golf tournament here.
I was going to ask.
I think he got up there in the top 10. I don't know if he finished in the top 10, but for a little bit, he was up there. But he has been playing well. He you know, had some, you know, decent success at the Zurich, but played at Punta Cana, made the cut there, has a top 25 here back in 2022. I like Smoth Daddy this week. I think he's getting a little bit of the game back.
Okay. I'm going to go. I don't know when the last time I've talked about this guy, but here we go. I'm going to go with Kevin Tway at 6,900. I'm just going with the bomber angle and very average at everything else. But if he pops, he pops. He's had a couple of, you know, spike iron weeks at this course over the last few years. He missed two cuts, and then all of a sudden last year, bang, finished 11th. May as well, right? He finished third at Corrales. Slightly stronger field here, but still a birdie contest. I'll go Kevin Tway.
Okay.
I think didn't he play? Was he in the Zurich?
He was. He was. I saw him.
Didn't his team do well?
I swear. I don't know.
All right, you go ahead. I gotta fact check this.
All right, I'm going with Patton Kizire, DB. You know, Kizire has played better recently.
Drafting Tway shot 20 under T11.
Dang. Anyway, okay. Kizire, huh? He had a rough go. He had a rough go all the way up until Punta Cana, where he finished T23. But he has had a lot of success on this golf course. You know, he can definitely, you know, checks the box and birdie or better percentage. You look at his approach numbers are pretty good. I think Patton Kizire is turning the game around a little bit. I like him here at 6,600. We obviously know he's a winner on tour a couple times, a lot of experience. So I like Patton Kizire this week.
Okay. Well, another guy I've never played. I haven't played yet. At 6,900. I'm going to go with a guy who's won on tour this year and who finished 11th the last time he was in Texas at the Houston Open. I'm going Nick Dunlap. Hit bombs, which he does. He's got a lot of ball speed. And he actually has a pretty – I mean, he's average. He's maybe a slightly better than average putting, but he has kind of some spike weeks in him. I don't know. He's like a young Mackenzie Hughes, except he hits it further. So I'll go Dunlap.
All right.
At least we know there is upside in the tank there with him.
Yeah. I'll go DB with Rico Hoey at 6,700.
I took a peek
top at him. 10 in this field off the tee, top 20 in approach. He had a T14 in Texas at the Texas Open. I go Rico Hoey. One of my dad's favorites, by the way, down here.
Rico Hoey is big piece.
He didn't tell me that. He didn't tell me that, but he did draft Rico Hoey in our season long draft thing that we did. And every time he does anything good, my dad sends me a text. Rico.
Why did he do that?
Dad, it's day one. It's day one, Dad. We don't know how Rico is gonna do the rest of the way.
Why did he do that? Why did he draft him? What did he know?
It was like near the bottom of the draft, you know?
Did he go to Florida? Did Rico go to Florida? No, that's Fred Biondi. Rico didn't go to Florida, right?
I don't think so. He has, by the way, made 5 out of his last 6 cuts.
Yeah, I took a peek. This is kind of disgusting. I don't really know. This has been a long time. I guess it can't be much more disgusting than Kevin Tway and Nick Dunlap. This is an old favorite. This is an old favorite, Pat. But, you know, he's not doing anything real flashy. But in 2024, in his 8 starts, he's 8 PGA Tour starts, he's only missed one cut. And that was at the Waste Management. Loves him some Texas golf. In fact, he's won in Texas before. He hits it way above average in terms of distance. Gain strokes in the key buckets on approach, mid-long irons. Biggest issue is the putter. He has played the Byron Nelson at this event just one time. It was in 2022, and it was hosted at Craig Ranch. And he actually gained strokes putting. I'm going Lonto Griffin.
Oh!
Well, throwback.
You know, I like Lonto. Yeah. Okay.
So this is disgusting. Smoth Daddy, Kevin Tway, Patton Kizzire, Nick Dunlap, Rico Hoey, and Lonto Griffin is the 6K draft. There we go. There we have it. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Hit the like button. Subscribe to the YouTube channel if you're watching here now. Drop us a comment as well. Support those who support us, like Swannies, like Bet the Number, like Underdog. Hop in and join the Discord because it's the best golf gambling community on the internet. And appreciate all of you who already do that and support the Tour Junkies. It helps keep the lights on at this place. Okay. It's very helpful. Thank you. Let's have a great week. May your screens be green. See ya. Out.